Good morning, everyone. Thank you for being with us. I have left on the broadcast the same program for several days of time, that you might have Titus 2, verses 11 and 12, to explain how to overcome temptations that are faced steadily in our lives. There, Paul noted to Timothy, the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared unto all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and denying worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. It is the case that as we read here, we see how to overcome. We deny ungodliness and worldly lust, and we live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. And we emphasize that to be done in our lives. But let's take a look at what Jesus said regarding that subject. In Matthew chapter 7 and at verse number 21, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord," Jesus said, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven." The will of the Father is explained by Jesus in John 12 at verse 48. "He that rejects me and receives not my word hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day." The word of the Lord will judge us in the last day. Do we have a knowledge of the word of God and a practice of fulfilling the word of God in our daily walk of life? That's the real question for us. Jesus said, "Not everyone that says, Lord, Lord." Some people say that they think that if they say, "Lord, Lord," to Jesus, that he'll save them regardless. But that is not the case in Jesus' own words there in Matthew 7, verse 21. Thank you for being with us today. I work with the Crockett Church of Christ, located at 7458 Highway 4 West of Senatobia. We invite you to come and be with us in our services Sunday mornings at 9:30, 10:30, and 6 p.m. this week.